long-lost friend of the program, Paula Ackerman, is back with us here today. It is the UP Diabetes Outreach Network. It is also Diabetes Alert Day. Is this national, I'm assuming?
It's a national day.
So this is for everyone to snap to and wake up and say, okay, maybe it's time to reevaluate things. And with it being Diabetes Alert Day, what would you suggest people do? I mean, they're waking up. They've heard you discuss this before, I'm sure. We've talked about it with you at length. But what would you suggest they think about today?
Well, we've been off air talking a lot about making lifestyle changes. And there was a diabetes prevention program that came out. Gosh, it was probably about 8 years ago now. And it really focused on, you know, getting physical activity and making some minor dietary changes. And, you know, their goal was to, you know, exercise 150 minutes a week and lose maybe 10% of your body weight. And the individuals in that program, they didn't even come close to 100% meeting those goals, but they found that the vast majority that did well with incorporating more activity and losing small amounts of weight, anywhere from like 5 to 7% of their weight, had huge benefits in reducing the risk for developing diabetes. And actually, those that were age 60 and older had the most benefit. You know, so it's not like an age-restricted thing. Oh, I'm too old to make changes. I'm too old to exercise. You know, no, that's actually the group that achieved the best bang for their buck.
Now, if I remember correctly, you come at this from a dietary background for the most part. That's your history here. Mm-hmm. So that, like we were just talking about with Walt and the changes that he's made, will pay off huge dividends. And in his mind, you know, I mean, it's a change, but it has been a difficult change.
And off air, it's not like elimination. And, you know, you see various diets and things that, okay, well, you know, for 6 weeks or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, if you can follow something, you know, where you're eliminating things. It's not a matter of never having the foods that you enjoy. It's learning how to eat them appropriately. It's you spoke of, you know, your son's birthday and having pizza, and one piece was, you know, enough.
Plenty. Yeah, that was enough.
And it's getting to that point where you have it, and again, trying not to feel guilty. You know, and when we throw a lot of guilt into our eating, then that's what makes it tough. And women struggle with that primarily, especially when we, you know, are told, oh, you shouldn't eat that. Well, if somebody tells you, you shouldn't do that, all you're going to want to do is eat that. And then it's counterproductive to what you want to do.
One of the things, though, over the years that you've always said when you've been here is that I use the term demonization of food, which makes it seem like certain foods, you know, are bad.
Don't eat that.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've always stressed that it's a matter of understanding, you know, that you can have almost, I mean, you know, within reason, anything, as long as you exercise a certain amount of discipline with it, that
Correct.
At least you have a certain amount of portion sizing or something.
Yeah, and you'll be far more successful down the road. I mean, you'll still run into what I call the food police, who, are you sure you're supposed to be eating that? What are you eating that for? And we see a lot of that in diabetes. Oh, you can eat sugar, you can eat cake. It's learning the correct portions, and it's learning to, if they take insulin, to cover it, or, you know, if they're cutting back on other foods, to have that. It's just learning about proper portions, which here in America, we're not exposed to anything near, you know, the 20 ounce pop, you know, and you were calculating how much sugar was in there because it's not listed as one serving. You know, the serving is actually 8 ounces and there it's a 20 ounces. So there's 2.5 servings per container. And that's normal for kids today to see. You know, we grew up with a 12 ounce can of pop, and kids today grow up, you know, into 20 ounces and even, oh, you know, there's the bigger one than that. There's the 24.
The Coca-Cola bottles from when we were kids, and we say, geez, look at those tiny little, and it was like, but that was it. But yeah.
Well, I was at the Coca-Cola Museum, and I took a picture that was on the wall, and it was a 16-ounce portion. It was one of their early ads for Coca-Cola, and it says 16 ounces, serves three nicely. You know, so you're talking like a little over a 5 ounce portion. Well, and I thought, you know, that's what used to be.
When you talk about portions and ideas like that, for example, this is a 20 ounce bottle of this soda here that comes to 77 grams total of sugars, carbs and sugars in it. If you drank two or three of these in a day, which I think many people do, and you wanted to make a simple change based on my own experience, drop this and switch it out with water. But before you go to water, try natural juice for a little bit to bridge to it. I think it's a matter of doing it. Lifestyle change sounds so daunting. But it really isn't if you bridge yourself into it.
Mm-hmm. And part of it, you know, and I caution against switching 100% to juice, because I'll have a lot of people who go right to that, and then you're still looking at a lot of sugars and a lot of calories, and making changes. And oftentimes we'll say, you know, hey, cut that back to one, especially caffeinated. Mm-hmm. Sugary beverages are real difficult for people to cut out altogether, because then you start getting headaches, and then you go, you know, it's like, well, God, I can't do this. And
well, if you make that a treat or something instead of the norm, then you're doing fine.
Right. So. And I've worked with clients who had to drink that, and we just show them, you know, this is how much you can have at a setting, rather than saying, oh, no, you're stuck. And we could say, you know, try diet. But, you know, if you're drinking two or three of those, you know, two or three of those a diet, you know, it's going to be better from a sugar standpoint, but still a lot of the carbonation, a lot of the, I mean, it's not just the sugar that's bad in pop that we have to watch out for. And as you mentioned, you know, water is your best bet. And not many of us just don't even drink enough of the water.
Before we cut you loose here, how can folks find out more? I'm sure the website's still up and running.
Yes, we are. And there we do have a risk test. And again, it would just identify, it's just a simple paper test to identify you're at risk for the development of diabetes. It relates a lot to age, sedentary lifestyles, weight, and family history. And that is available on our webpage, diabetesinmichigan.org. There's a little diabetes alert thing, and right underneath it says click to take test. So it's a simple paper test that you can do to identify risk. But again, anybody at risk, you know, if you have family members with that, if you're overweight, you're inactive, you're over the age of 45, you're at risk. Whether it's low risk, high risk, you know, those are the risk factors.
It is Diabetes Alert Day. Always good to see you, my dear.
Thank you much. Great to see you guys today.
Paul Ackerman with us here, UP Diabetes Outreach Network, diabetesinmichigan.org. We're just after 8 o'clock, WKQS-FM, Negaunee. We will check news in just a moment.